Becky, the Three Rivers Artists Guild is in the last day of this season for the second Sunday in the Park Art Market. That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful.
Looking back on the season, which I think began in mid-July, how's it gone?
It's gone wonderfully. We've had wonderful, wonderful participation by the artists and also by the community. And each second Sunday, it's grown in the numbers of both artists that have joined the guild and showing their work, and also the numbers of community people who've come out, some from, you know, ways away, and some right here in town. So we've been really pleased with the support from Three Rivers.
And the idea behind this is what?
Well, I've talked with lots of artists over the last several years, and all of them felt it would be a really nice thing to have the opportunity to come together as artists to share resources and ideas and camaraderie and just support one another. And so I finally decided that I could get the ball rolling, and that's what I did. And everybody jumped on board immediately, and we have a wonderful, enthusiastic group to be. The word guild is a medieval term, it implies that you come together as associates, but also bringing people up into, people can gain experience from one another, whether it be younger artists coming up through the ranks or just be people learning from one another, and just general support. So that's why we picked the name, and we picked Three Rivers Artist Guild because we really are... We really are Three Rivers artists. People, one of the requirements to be in the guild is that your address is Three Rivers. We have made just a few exceptions from people who live out a ways and there's no art association they can belong to, but their requirement is that they have to somehow be involved or committed to the Three Rivers community. They might work at the Carnegie, they might work somewhere in town, they might be a teacher at the high school, but they do something in the Three Rivers community. So the other part of the guild's purpose is to bring art into the community and to make Three Rivers a destination town for art as well as other things. We've worked on letting people know about our rivers, the beauty of that, and everything from kayaking to biking and walking, and our parks have improved, and now we want to improve the art aspect of Three Rivers, and we have the support of the Carnegie and lots of members of the community, so we want people to come to Three Rivers for art.
And we really do have a lot to offer in that regard. You mentioned the Carnegie Center for the Arts, but we're a theater, and mm-hmm. just a lot of things here.
Yes, and we have Uni-Q Jewelry, who has an art, fine arts department in their store, people are just kind of blossoming in Three Rivers. A lot of businesses are really beginning to grow, and there's a great deal of support for the arts. And I understand there used to be years ago an art show. I think it was in the spring, and maybe over in Bowman Park. That might be in the future sometime. We had to start small, and the farmer's market's perfect. Kind of took the idea from the Ann Arbor Farmer's Market, where on Sunday they have an artisans market, which has been very successful over many, many years. So that's where the idea came from, and I thought, we have this beautiful place in Sidmore Park that's so wonderful, and people have been stopping by every second Sunday, and hopefully they'll keep remembering that. This is our last one of the season, but we will be part of the fall color tour. We'll have our art market next Sunday, the 18th, at the Carnegie. And then beginning the week of Thanksgiving, we will be having a holiday arts market right next door to the Riviera in the Newberry Building. Mm-hmm. And we will be there for the entire month, the holiday month, between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So there's lots more to come, even though this is the wrap-up for the Sunday Art in the Park.
Right, right. We're just getting warmed up.
And you do have a website that you've developed as part of this as well.
Yes, we have a wonderful technical person in Christine Hartzell, who's also a photographer and watercolorist, and just had something on the River Country Journal that
right.
was wonderful. And she has set up our website. It's www.threeriversartists.com. Artists, plural, guild, Three Rivers Artists Guild.org.
Okay.
So you can check up on what we're doing and get the names of other artists and their links to their websites, and just check out what we're doing at any point in time. And you can also sign up to be friends of the Three Rivers Artists Guild, and we'll send you emails about what we're doing.
All right, so check the website for all that and more. You're going to be active right through the winter, I gather, in one form or another.
Yes, yes. And then come January, we'll probably all go hibernate in our studios and try to make more art.
Is the anticipation that you'll be back when the warm weather returns with something like this again?
That's the plan. That's the plan, and we'll see what we come up with over the course of the winter, but that is the plan. And we've just had such a wonderful time here, and I think people have enjoyed it. We've had music. We've had our vocal and guitar duo called Method Star. They have played for us every second Sunday, and it's just a really fun thing to do. People just enjoy coming down to the park, and it's so beautiful here, and then to see the art and maybe purchase something for your home or your office. And I mean, that is what we're doing. It is an art market. It's not just a show, but it's also a chance to get acquainted with these artists. These are Three Rivers people, and all of them do really wonderful work, and there's a big variety, and some of them show nationally. So I really encourage the community to come and meet these people, and they're always up for a good conversation, and you just will be surprised at the number of really excellent fine artists there are here.
Well, I certainly commend you and all the folks who have been involved in this for what you're doing, this idea of kind of doing community development with a sense of place in mind, and the arts as a part of that is very viable, I think.
Yes, I think so too. So we're just continuing to forge ahead.
Thank you, Becky.
You're welcome, Bruce.